Ladies and gentlemen, tonight our guest stars are Jack Benny from the Lucky Strike program, from the Dinosaur Ford show, Peter Lind Hayes, from the Truth or Consequences show, Ralph Edwards, along with Margaret Whiting, Cookie Fairchild and his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell, to bring you...
The Eddie Cantor Pat Blue Ribbon Show!
Thank you. Hello, Harry. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Eddie. All right, gang. Here's your pitch. Let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eddie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday, Eddie. What a wonderful surprise, and you did it in the key in which we rehearsed it, too. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cookie, Harry, Margaret, and just think, Harry, at midnight tonight, I'll be 55.
55 years. Yes, sir, Eddie, and all these years you've been giving the public the product of your talent. And today the product is as good as it ever was.
Thanks, Harry. The product may be as good as ever, but the package is a little frayed around the edges.
Oh, don't say that, Eddie. The sponsor seems to think you're all right. After all, he gave you that beautiful watch for your birthday.
Yeah, look at it, Harry.
Didn't see it. Hey, I never saw a watch with so many dials.
Yeah, you see, this dial tells you the hour, and this dial tells you the day.
Isn't that amazing? What is the other dial there for?
That tells you who's the governor of Georgia this week.
That's very nice. Say, I understand Jolson gave you a nice birthday present, Eddie.
Oh, Jolson, yeah. He didn't forget me, that sweet old man. Oh, yeah. Bless his tired old gray head. Gray. Lucky to have a head.
No. Listen, what's the trouble, Eddie? What did Jolson give you?
A convertible wheelchair.
A convertible wheelchair.
Yeah, when you put up the top, an oxygen tent. But, Harry, everybody's been grand. Just one thing spoiled it.
Oh, what was that?
I went up to NBC to ask them for a little favor on my birthday.
Yeah, well, what was the favor?
Oh, it was a little nothing. Asked them to turn me down.
What?
I just thought it would be nice on my birthday if between the programs, instead of saying, this is NBC, they should say, we want Canada. Is that much to ask? Is that much to ask on your birthday?
And for a little thing like that, they turn you down.
Harry Von Zell, I'm going to get even if it's the last thing I do.
What do you mean?
I've decided to go into business for myself. I'm going to have my own network.
I am. Well, Eddie, wait. There are a lot of things. Before you can have one radio station, even, you've got to have a license from the government.
They'll give me a license. They need the taxes they'll get from my network. They have to support the Army and the Navy, and the country's got to have an Army and Navy. Otherwise, who would play against Notre Dame?
Oh, no. Eddie, owning a radio network is a very good idea, but where are you going to get all the money to finance it?
Harry, I'm forming a corporation, and all I need now is $500,000.
That's all.
And I know just the man who'll give it to me.
Who?
Jack Benny. Wait a minute. Yes. He will.
You expect to get Jack out of Benny?
Don't. Yeah, Harry, don't laugh. On his program, he's supposed to be stingy, but he's really generous.
He is?
I'll never forget when my first daughter was born. I was so poor, Harry. You know, Ida and I, we lived up in the
Bronx. I know, you told me.
I needed $50, and Jack loaned it to me, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And as soon as I gave him back the $50, he gave me back the baby. He did.
Oh, well, I believe you. Listen, doesn't Jack Benny know that that money won't go to heaven with him?
Listen, Harry, the way he's piling it up, it'll reach there before he does. Harry, maybe Jack is a little bit stingy. Did you ever notice how slowly and quietly he talked on the air?
Well, what's that?
That's not his character. He's tired, you know. Before each broadcast, he has to walk in from Glendale.
I don't understand. Jack doesn't live in Glendale.
I know, but that's the closest to the studio he can park his car free, you know.
Oh. Eddie, listen, that I refuse to believe even about Jack Benny.
Well, forget about Benny. Let's concentrate on my new NBC network. That's what I'm calling it, the NBC.
Listen, Eddie, you can't use the letters NBC. NBC stands for National Broadcasting
Company. From now on, it stands for nothing but canter. And another thing, Harry. Come in.
Hello, boys.
Hello, hello, Jack. Jack, how are you?
My feet are killing me. You know, it's quite a hike from Glendale. Next week, I'm parking in Pasadena.
Well, Jack, Pasadena's farther than Glendale.
I know, Eddie, but it's downhill.
I can't understand you. Why don't you pay 25 cents and park your car right behind the studio? Is a quarter too much?
Oh, no, no. But it's such a bother making out a check each time. You know, I never carry that much cash with me, you know, with the holdups these days and everything.
Jack, Jack, how would you like
to... get held up for quarters.
I know. For less. Jack,
what?
How would you like to...
quarter, you lose...
I know, you're talking... Told me.
It isn't the money.
Hey,
you know?
I know it isn't.
Sorry, pardon me.
How would you like to park your car in the NBC parking lot for nothing?
Well, I always thought a quarter was too much there. Didn't you think so, Eddie?
Jack, I can fix it so you own the parking lot and collect all the money for yourself.
You mean I can keep all those half dollars?
Jack, it's a quarter.
50 cents. If they don't like it, let them park in Glendale like I do. Why are you doing all this for me?
Out of friendship, Jack. After all, we practically started the radio together.
Up, even for
I
a
know,
quarter.
Jack. You know, I remember your first radio date, Jack. You only got $25, you remember?
$30.
You got $25.
Wait here, Eddie. I'll go home and count it. I know it was $30.
Jack, look, I've got a business proposition for you. Something that will bring you a steady income and you won't have to work. After all, you're not getting any younger.
Well, you, Eddie, you're not getting any older either. You couldn't get any older.
Wait a minute, Jack. You and Al Jolson are always kidding about my age. Just how old are you?
Well, officially, I tell everyone I'm 37. No, but I can't lie to you, Eddie. I'm 32.
You look like that and you're 32?
Yes.
Jack, don't try for 64.
Never mind. Eddie, what is this proposition of yours?
Jack, how would you like to be a partner in one of the biggest radio networks?
Well.
And it only requires a very small investment on your part. $500,000. You see... Jack. Jack, speak to me. Jack, say something. His toupee turned white. Jack, say something.
Look, Dennis.
Jack, this is Eddie.
Oh. I mean, Eddie, I'm all mixed up now.
Jack, are you afraid
between this and getting held up?
I know, Jack. Are you afraid to invest $500,000?
Afraid to invest? I'm even afraid to say it.
But you shouldn't be that way. After all, there are other things in life besides money.
Well, sir, there's cash, annuities, bonds, but... Eddie, don't you think $500,000 is too much? I mean, can't we start smaller? We don't need a whole network right away.
Well, what will we start with?
I don't know, a few tubes and some wire. You know, the microphone can come later, you know.
But, Jack, you need a microphone to broadcast.
Not if you have a loud voice.
Jack, don't storm me. Owning a network would be the realization of all my dreams. Let me have that $500,000, won't you, Jack?
Look, Eddie, you've been a lifelong friend of mine, and I can't say no to you. I'll tell you what, call up my business manager, Mert Blum, at the Bank of America.
And he'll give me the $500,000.
No, he'll say no to you. I haven't got the heart. So long, Eddie.
So long, Jack. Don't worry, Harry. I'll raise the money. People will invest when they realize the great entertainment I have in store for them. singers like Margaret Whiting, an orchestra like Cookie Fairchild, doing the songs people love, the old nostalgic tunes.
Like what, Eddie?
Like this. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, with feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Grandmother, my son, a memory lane was another baby song. Margaret will explain.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, with feeling, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't be maybe.
Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Yes, Eddie.
In looking over the radio networks, I found a way I can save a lot of money.
Oh.
Instead of hiring a different announcer for each program, I know a talented fellow who can do all the announcing for all the programs. He can replace four announcers.
Oh, Eddie.
And here he is, Peter Lind Hayes.
Well, hello, Eddie. Hi, Harry.
So, you sound like four announcers rolled into one, huh?
What are you laughing at? You look like four announcers rolled into one.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Harry. Don't be jealous. I didn't bring Pete here to replace you. I just want him to show you the type of announcers we don't want on our network. Go ahead, Pete, if you please.
Okay, Eddie. Well, let's see. First, there's the sweet, drippy type with the honeyed tones who sound something like this.
Ladies over 300 pounds, are you fat? You dear girls, when you go into a drugstore to weigh yourself, is half of you still outside? Are you afraid to wear a midriff gown because your mid hangs over your riff? Well, ladies, why don't you just waddle to your neighborhood drugstore and purchase a box of no-fat? No-fat, the magic reducer, comes in three different strengths. Stout, slim, and where are you?
I don't know what the network would do without that announcer, but we'd rather.
Well, Eddie, how about the announcers on the news programs who camouflages his commercial and sneaks it in like this?
Ah, there's good news tonight. Yes, good news from the Philippines. Ah, yes. Because somewhere on that tropical isle, just as somewhere in these United States, someone is munching a Glockenspiel Frankfurter. Ah, friends, Glockenspiel Frankfurters are fresh. So fresh that you have to beat them with a stick to make them lie down in the roll. Indeed. And remember, folks, Glockenspiel's Frankfurters are smoked. So if you want to enjoy a good smoke, light up a Glockenspiel Frankfurter. And now to the news. Congress is in session. And now back to Glockenspiel's Frankfurter. Friends, accept no substitutes. And now back to the news. The news about Glockenspiel Frankfurters. Remember our slogan, Glockenspiel Frankfurters are manufactured unseen by human eyes, untouched by human hands, and unfit for human consumption.
Are you ready, quartet? All right, let's go.
Bring to me, darling, not with thine eyes, but with half
From 33 fine brews. And if you'll serve me sparkling clear, perhaps your love, dear, I can't refuse.
You can serve it with cold cuts, it's sure to please. Serve it with a dab of tasty nippy cheese. Now a smooth refreshing, it has no flaws. And anywhere they have, the tears will follow if you fall.
I'd run a million laps for a bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That'll never do. Singing commercials are very beautiful and all, but they don't pack enough wallop, you know. Besides, what would become of me if I didn't have this to say?
Yes, it's the blending of those 33 fine brews that gives Pabst Blue Ribbon always the same light, mellow taste, the same clear, appetizing color, the same real beer flavor from barrel to barrel, from bottle to bottle, from year to year. Remember, there's just one... and only one blended Pabst Blue Ribbon.
33 fine brews blended into one great beer. 33 fine brews.
And Harry, when I get my network, the first thing I'm going to do is to revolutionize the daytime cereal.
Well, Eddie, what type would you use on your network?
Well, all the daytime programs deal with women's problems. Mine will deal with the problems of a man. I call it Just Plain Giuseppe, the story of one man's battle against the stork.
My name is Giuseppe Bacigalupi. I'm a live alone with my wife and 29 kids. Some alone. We are very happy in our comfortable one-room flat until one day the landlord, he's come, open him up my door and he say...
Giuseppe, you and your family will have to move out of this apartment immediately. You're behind 7 months' rent.
Please, Mr. Landlord, I needed the money to send my oldest boy, Junior, here to school. I'm just an electrician. All the time I'm working with electricity.
Oh, you're an electrician? Is this your oldest son?
Yeah, he's my first shock.
So one of my pops a joke.
You've got too many people living here anyway. Giuseppe, how many children do you have?
Oh, Mr. Landlord, I got a smaller family. Wait, I checked the latest score. I got a kid named Luke, then this Pick. Next comes a coronet. After her is the twins, Field and Stream. And then there's a four to play. She's born in the lobby of Brahma's Chinese. Then comes a cosmopolitan.
Wait a minute. Why do you name your kids after magazines?
Every time I'm a turnaround, a new issue. That's to me, the woman's a home companion. And now I'm afraid to face my wife.
Why?
She's expecting a little Reader's Digest in the June. But I'm in love with my kids, all 29 of them. I'm going to never forget what everybody said when my oldest boy here was born, this one here.
Oh. My boy, what did everyone say when you were born?
That's the one of my pops, the joke.
Well, I'm sorry, Giuseppe, but I'm going to have to evict you.
Oh, please, Mr. Landlord, you don't throw a veteran out of your house.
Oh, you're no veteran. You're not wearing a proud eagle on your lapel.
On my lapel, I'm wearing a tired stork. Look, please, no making me the eviction. My wife is in a hospital right now. All day long, I'm taking care of the kids. It's a big job to give the bath to 29 kids at one time.
You bathe 29 children at one time? How do you do it?
I pile up all the kids in my car. I'm a driver of the car to the gasoline station. I'm a say to the man, wash the car.
But how does that give your kids a bath?
I'm a leave the windows open. But once I'm have a little trouble. One of the kids, he's a hide under the car.
Well, what happened?
Before I could find him, he's got a grease job and a change of oil.
Well, I don't care about your troubles. You'll have to get out.
Oh, but my wife, she's in the maternity hospital right now. If you don't believe me, call my doctor. His name is Wadigan.
Wadigan? What kind of a name is that?
I don't know, but every time I call him up and I say, this is Giuseppe, he say, what, again? And Harry.
Yes, Eddie.
Harry, no network would be complete without an audience participation program.
Oh, no.
And on our network, I'm having the master of them all, the star of the Truth or Consequences program, Ralph Edwards.
Well.
Consequences would like to congratulate you on your 55th birthday.
Thank you, Ralph, and I want you to know that for 35 of those years, I've been happily married to Ida, and that is the truth.
I know, Eddie. I've seen your five little consequences.
But
let's not waste time, Eddie. What kind of show do you want me to do on your new network?
Well, it's going to be just like your Truth of Consequences program, Ralph, except for one little difference.
Yes.
Instead of you dishing out the consequences,
yes.
You're going to get it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
Our first question on
you
this revised...
Stand over here like...
Yeah, stand over. Stand over like a contestant now. And our first question on this revised edition of Truth or Consequences is about water.
Yep.
Answer it truthfully, and I'll give you 10 cases of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Oh, yeah.
If you fail, Harry Von Zell is standing by to swab you down with a stream of water.
Ralph.
Are you ready with the seltzer, Harry?
Aye,
seltzer?
What?
Now, here's your question, Ralph.
Go easy.
What device developed by the United States Navy makes it possible to look through the thick steel hull of a battleship?
What? Radar.
No. Portholes. Swab the man down, Harry.
Oh, no, wait a minute!
Why don't you give him the tepid one?
No, that's all right. Wait a minute. That was a trick question.
That was a trick question?
Yeah, that shouldn't count.
All right. We'll do it all over.
Yeah.
Ralph, that one didn't count. We'll give you another question about the Navy.
Yeah.
Remember, if you fail to answer it, you'll have to pay the consequences.
Well, that's fair.
Here is your question.
Yeah.
What branch of the United States Navy was not forced to shave daily during the war?
The Seabee.
No.
The Chief.
No.
Officer?
No. I'm sorry, time's up.
How'd that get in here?
The answer is the waves.
The waves?
Yes. You missed your question, so you have to pay the consequences.
I paid the...
Wait a minute. Harry, have you got those eggs?
Eggs?
I just
all right.
Have
tie them on Ralph's head.
He's... Why? Wait a minute.
Ralph, listen.
Huh?
There are three eggs on your head. One of them is hard-boiled and the others are soft. You have to do is to guess which is which.
Well, how can I tell?
Harry, have you got a hammer with you?
A hammer? He's always just happened to have things, this guy.
Take this. Take the hammer, Ralph,
yeah.
And just tap each egg. Naturally, the hard-boiled egg is the one that won't drip over your face, all right?
Oh, naturally.
Start tapping.
One of them is hard-boiled.
One of them is hard-boiled.
I'll try the one in the middle.
Try the one in the middle.
Oh, God! That's the wrong one, I guess.
That's the wrong one.
Maybe it's the one on the right. That's a yolk, son. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
How about this one here? Tanner and Edwards, ham and eggs, you know. That's
stop.
It's got to be this one,
it
now.
It should be this one.
It's got to be this
it
one.
It must be this one.
One's hard boiled. It must be the...
Harry, these are all soft-boiled eggs.
They're
didn't
all...
Didn't you have any of them boiled, huh?
Oh, the guy.
You to get me boiled eggs.
Yeah, well, I thought you said spoiled eggs.
Terrible, Ralph. I'm awfully sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't worry, Eddie. I'll show you I can be as good a sport about this as the contestants on my show. As a matter of fact, to prove there's no hard feelings, I brought you this beautiful birthday cake as a present.
Oh,
isn't it? There you are.
Isn't
that beautiful? And, Eddie, in honor of your 55th birthday, the cake is marked into 55 slices. Now, I think it'd be nice if we gave each member of the orchestra and the Blue Ribboneers, Margaret Whiting, Cookie, and everybody a piece of it, huh?
Wait a minute, Ralph. Huh? It's Eddie's birthday. I think Eddie ought to have the whole cake.
Oh, Eddie, would you like to have this whole cake?
I don't want to be selfish. Why don't you ask the cast?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Orchestra, Blue Ribboneers, Margaret, Cookie, everybody. Do you think we ought to give Eddie Cantor the whole cake?
Yeah.
Okay, gang. I'm going to let Cantor have it right in the fire!
From now on, we just call him Chief Cake in the Face.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with Ralph Edwards' permission, I'm going to play Truth or Consequences with the audience here in the studio. Would you like that, folks? Okay. All right, now, here is the question. How many empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottles have you returned to your dealer during the past week? How many?
All right.
Even though you've told the truth, you'll have to pay the consequences. And that goes for everybody listening in. Tomorrow morning, right after breakfast, take a bushel basket or a paper bag, go out into your pantry and down into the cellar and out in the garage, and gather up every empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottle you can find. Now, before sunset tomorrow night, you're to return all those bottles to your dealer. Aren't we devils, dear? Now, just because you've been a mighty good sport about this, friend, your dealer is going to reward you with a handsome sum of money, the amount of the deposit on those bottles. But better than that, the chances are he'll have more Pabst Blue Ribbon in stock when you ask for it in the future. For instead of sitting around and empty in people's houses, those bottles will be back at our big Pabst plants being filled with clear, mellow, sparkling Pabst Blue Ribbon. So, folks, please pitch in tomorrow, won't you? And return those empty bottles. Remember, the more bottles, the more blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
All day today in Hyde Park, New York, thousands of men, women, and children have filed reverently past the shrine and looked upon an inscription which reads, Born January the 30th, 1882, died April the 12th, 1945. For this is the 65th anniversary of the birth date of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And this is the shrine where now he sleeps forever with the immortals. But there is another shrine where Franklin Roosevelt lives with the living, with tiny boys and girls who find in his memory and achievements the inspiration to go on and overcome the obstacles of twisted limbs, to triumph over the ravages of infantile paralysis. This shrine in Warm Springs, Georgia, and in similar places all over the country, is a testimonial to man's humanity to man. You created it, ladies and gentlemen. You, at his request, started the March of Dimes so that little children might walk. Let us dedicate ourselves to the perpetuation of that cause. Let us honor the dead by serving the living. Keep those dimes rolling. Keep our children walking. Give and keep right on giving. For listening, ladies and gentlemen, and be with us again next Thursday, won't you? When our guest star will be your favorite of mine, Cary Grant. And in the following weeks, our guest will be Charles Boyer, Van Johnson, and then on February 27, be sure and listen, because we have on one program Georgie Jessel and the one and only Al Jolson. So listen in next Thursday for Cary Grant, and in the meantime, remember,
I love to spend each Thursday with you, as friend to friend. I'm sorry it's true, I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too.
Thank you, Jack Benny, Peter Lynn Hayes, and Ralph Edwards, for making this such a happy birthday for me. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming here tonight. And thank you for listening in. Hope to be with you again next Thursday night, be sure. Good night, everybody.
This program is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee. And with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.